Lesson 135. Love and Marriage.
It seems to me that you have a crush on Sonny.
That's not true. We've been going out together, that's all.
But I heard that she's head over heels in love with you.
That's what she thinks. I can't fall in love with anyone within such a short time.
Love is blind.
Is it true with my mother?
You got it. I flipped over your mother at first sight.
You are so romantic.
It's useless to be reasonable in love.
So my mother is the girl of your dreams?
She's moonstruck over me.
How about my mother to you?
That's really a pilgrim to get her heart.
How do I look in this dress?
You look very charming in it.
Really? Thanks.
When did you get it?
I bought it yesterday.
You've made a good choice.
Thank you. I like it so much. Honey, we'll be flying to Rome for a honeymoon tomorrow. Do you think I can go in this dress?
Sure thing. Why not?
Mommy, why do brides always wear white?
Because they're happy.
Mommy, if brides wear white because they're happy, then why do grooms wear black?
Mr. Smith and his wife attend the wedding ceremony for Jeff and Mary. Why are you crying?
I always cry at weddings.
But this is not your wedding. It's Jeff and Mary's wedding.
I know. It is just that Mary looks so beautiful.
I am looking at the bridesmaid. What is her name again?
Judy. You would look at her?
I saw you looking at the best man.
He's handsome.
He's a hunk, isn't he? Do you want to meet him?
Maybe after.
I don't understand why he is the best man. If he is the best man, then why is Mary marrying the groom? She should marry the best man.
It's just a title. Don't be so analytical all the time.
The minister is doing a good job. I wonder if I could one day recite my vows.